Have you ever wondered how a child got into drugs and alcohol, but the parents didn't know? Or how a child got sexually abused and never told their parents and they didn't see it? Or hurt themselves and didn't say anything until like the wound or whatever it is got really worse? Well, these are not out of this world scenarios. I'm sure we have all asked ourselves at least once, how did the parent not see this? Hello and welcome to another episode of Baby Steps, the first steps to understanding the paradox of parenting and everything about children. Danielle Ochieng still stays as my name for now. Anyway, how are you doing? Like currently, how is your heart and your mind? I honestly wish you peace and in its fullness more than anything, especially through this COVID period. And I hope you are keeping in touch with others for the sake of your own mental and emotional well-being. As usual, drum rolls. It's time for another Did You Know fact. So did you know that the human mind can only maintain complete trust once for each person? And once it's broken, it's never the same. Yes. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Secrets. Trust. Our children's secrets. Whether your child is 2 or 20. So I want to tell you a secret and you honestly cannot tell anybody or use it against me in or out of a court of law. Okay, I'm kidding. I just have to ask, is there someone that you can think of right now who you can trust with your deepest secrets? And no, I'm not talking about tell it to Jesus alone. I mean a tangible human being. If your answer is yes, are you sure that person will never blurt it out or use it against you sometime? If your answer is no, well, I'm honestly sorry. I hope you find one. So about a month or so ago, I had this conversation with a girl I used to mentor. Well, now she's all grown up into this beautiful lady and she inspired this podcast. So thank you, Sarah. The conversation was about how being young, like kids, many of us were not given the safe space to confide in our parents. And when we're all grown up, suddenly our parents are like, you know, you can talk to me, you can trust me with everything. And the grown-up children, read this as teens and young adults, are suddenly shocked and a little traumatized because, like, excuse me, my entire life, you didn't give me the space or condemned everything I told you. So I have had to fight through my issues alone. And all of a sudden, you want me to talk. Wow. Well, that's what we're going to address today. So your little one is growing up. You have a little girl and she has a crush on somebody, on a boy, but she's afraid to tell you because you'll shout at her and tell her boys are evil and they will make her pregnant. Like, wow. You know, I don't know whether this thing still happens now because like 2 weeks ago, we're having a discussion with my mom, my sister and my cousin. And she was like, how back in their days, they used to be told, oh, don't talk to this boy, stop laughing at this boy, they'll make you pregnant. You know, I don't know if pregnancy moves through osmosis. Like, I honestly don't know where that logic is. But we honestly need to stop poisoning our girls against boys because boys are good. But instead, teach them that it's okay to like a boy, but teach them healthy boundaries and those kind of stuff. You know, I actually don't know if boys are told the same kind of things. You know, I don't know. Guys, listen to this. I'd really like to know if when your parents see you guys with girls, you're told the same thing. I mean, obviously, I don't know. Like, I'd really want to know if society is as harsh and discriminatory against boys as it is against girls. I guess it's more, I understand that the dynamics are a bit more serious when it comes to girls. But like, honestly, I think just we need to find the right way of doing this thing. So, or maybe let's say you found a text that your son or daughter sent to the opposite sex. And you have harshly condemned them, you've taken away their phone, you've probably beaten them. Instead of talking to them about healthy relationships and respect and when's the right time and what's the right thing to do. So then when the hormones begin to rage and they get maybe, and these hormones get the better part of them, and they have, let's say, their first kiss or more, they cannot tell you because, as one teen once told me, my mom will literally slaughter me. I don't know how literal it is, but I mean, every kid knows their parents. So our kids are walking on eggshells around us. So guess who they're going to go to our advice from? You're right, their peers. Peers who think and behave and want the same thing as them. Who might also not have safe talks with their parents. So that they can also give your child safe advice. So guess what? They'll get the wrong advice. The blind will lead the blind. So children are naturally born to trust and love their parents. I mean, look at infants and toddlers. Oh my gosh, they are such beautiful creatures. Their parents are their everything. They're trustworthy, like everything, everything. But somewhere along the way, it's like that trust is lost. And for a variety of reasons, and I will try and mention a few of them through this podcast, so stick around. So one of them is, as the kids grow up, it's they once told you the truth and you scolded them or beat them for it. So they learn that a lie is better than the truth because I avoid harsh consequences. Let's give an example. Your child licks sugar. Well, I'll use this because it seems to be a universal example. And when you ask them, they admit that they did it. And instead of telling them, okay, let's not do this, you beat them or you scold them, right? Or if you see your daughter with a boy, I'm talking about the typical African context and parent. Not you who's listening, the other one. You know that one that you know about? That's the one I'm talking about. That parent hears this and she beats up the daughter and probably insults her. You know, it isn't rare for parents to call their daughters prostitutes. I have had teens cry to me about this issue and the names that their parents call them, especially dads, weirdly, you know. Sometimes moms, if they're angry. But yeah, and then what do? You ban her from talking to any male and the other consequences that follow. You know, it's just sad that, you know, when boys do the same thing, I never hear moms or fathers condemning them or whatever it is. These are double standards, guys. And these double standards honestly need to end. Human beings are human beings. That is period. In the beginning, God created them male and female at once. Okay. Anyway, let's say, God forbid, your daughter or son, because this happens to boys too, gets sexually abused by a relative, a friend, a teacher, or a house help. And we expect them to have said it, yet you had instilled fear in them, so they walk around with the trauma for years simply because they could not talk to you about it. Another thing is we magnify our children's weaknesses and embarrass them with them. Okay, please, we need to stop that. It only not only just brings their self-esteem, which I talked to about two episodes ago. If you haven't listened to that, please listen to that because I'm working with too many kids and teens and even adults my age with low self-esteem. We need to listen to that episode, work on building our kids' self-esteems, whether they're 2 or 20, as I said, you know. But the reason why your child will never open up to you is because they will learn that mommy or daddy will use this against me someday because they've done it before. So I might as well keep it to myself. This also ties in with you sharing what they confided in you with others. And then they find out and that is usually it. Trust is out the door. Your child tells you something. The next thing, a relative comes on. You said, hey, you don't even believe this is what she did the other day. Or this is what he believed. That's it. Trust me, building that again is actually going to be a problem. We need to stop this. Another thing is, when we magnify what they have told us. You know, sometimes it's an innocent mistake. Sometimes it's because they're growing. They're trying to understand themselves. And you blow it out of proportion like you weren't down that road. It makes it very difficult for the kids to trust us. There is a meme I have that says, my trust issues began. You've probably seen it. So it says, my trust issues began when my mom said, come here, I won't beat you. Okay, if you have no idea what it means, it refers to when we were kids and we did something wrong. And thought maybe our apology or remorse worked. So when mommy, especially, because they're the ones who used to discipline us the most, would say, come here, I won't beat you. We actually believed that it was an issue of the past and she just wants to talk. And then, yep, I hope you get it. So it was supposed to be a joke. So I will repeat it and I hope you laugh. My trust issues began when my mom said, come here, I won't beat you. So what I'm trying to pass across is that when we lie to our children and they find out, they lose trust in us. By the way, I'm not just talking of babies. Anyone of any age that you have given birth to, call your adult children, call your teenagers, campus students, let them know, ask for forgiveness, tell them they can talk to you. It may be too late, but you have to build it slowly by slowly. Not the easiest thing though, especially if it didn't start when they were young. So we need to practice honesty. If you say that when they do their chores and everything they need to do, they can go out and hang out with their fellow teenage buddies, please don't change it no matter what. Think about it this way. Remember that person you believed Yes, the one that comes to mind, the one that you believed so much and then they lied to you or betrayed you. Yes, that one that you're thinking of. Keep that one in mind. Would you trust them again? Are you guys still friends? Well, how did it make you feel? Exactly. Our children are people too, and they process life like we do. I keep insisting, they are people too. Another thing that we really need to stop doing is invading their privacy excessively. I had to put in the excessively because I'm not saying that you shouldn't be alert about what they're exposing themselves to on the internet or with their friends, because both can be very dangerous. But I mean, let's not do what we call helicopter parenting. You guys ever see helicopters hovering around whenever they feel like there's disaster? Like there's somebody constantly watching. That really needs to stop. We shouldn't be snooping about everything all the time. Who is that girl you are talking to? Why have you not, you know, like we need to stop that. Constantly raiding their rooms and disarranging everything. Like, unless you are seriously suspecting drugs and other illegal things for their age, please go ahead. But if not, cut them some slack. Imagine if your boss, you know, somebody you're working for, constantly stood by your desk, hovering over your shoulder, looking at you and your work every single day. It's not a comfortable thought, and it makes you feel like they don't trust you to do your job well. It's the same thing with our kids, especially our preteens and teens. We are constantly hovering over them. I get that the world is becoming more and more unsafe, but the way to solve it is not by helicoptering over your children. It's by teaching them to trust you, that in case of anything, something they're not sure of, something they're scared of, or something that's happened to them, they trust you first with it. And seriously, we need to start trusting our children. Stop doubting their every move and intention and expressing it. It really hurts. Every time they say something, you respond with, you're lying. As in, why? And like, if you are certain that they're lying, ask yourself why. Because unless it's an inherited trait, compulsive lying comes from the fear of protecting the heart and the body from harm. And just talk about them, why they shouldn't lie, the dangers and all those kind of things. So, like, from all the kids, teens and young adults that have talked about this topic, they all said that they had always wanted to confide in their parents, but they feared to because they did not want to be judged or lectured or to disappoint you. So they walk around with burdens that are really weighing them down. Secrets they would love to share with you or would have loved to share with you, pains or traumas they would have loved to tell you about and learn from you, or just so you can listen, because not everything needs advice, you know? Not everything needs a lecture. Some just need a shoulder to lean on or to cry on and be told everything is okay and that I am here as your mom or dad to support you no matter what, and I love you. So start building that bond of trust from the time your child is really little. Trust me, no child is too young to feel trusted and loved, and neither is any child too old to feel trusted and loved. Everybody's looking for that companionship and love and acceptance and, you know, that vulnerability to be able to open up whatever the issue may be. Let them tell you of that boy and girl that they're crushing on and tell them that it's normal. Tell them to describe what they think about them, about their crush. Agree to some points and then tell them how to stay safe amidst those emotions and hormones. That's the safest way. Instead of telling them you're going to get pregnant or you're going to get an STI or you're going to go to hell, all these threats that we throw at them, you know, let that teen go out with their friends, you know, but set boundaries and rules together with them and let them agree with the consequences of breaking any of them, such as they know that you break this, there's no negotiation, these are the consequences. You know, let's not start with distrusting our children, please, before giving them, let's give them a chance to prove that they can be trusted. Practice the habit of occasionally asking them how their day was, what their highlights and the lessons were. Don't just let them stop as it was okay and let them walk away. No, probe more. Things are happening in our kids' lives. They want to tell us, but they're not sure how to. Let us also keep our promises and do not dismiss what they share with you or be too busy for them. Say what you do and do what you say. When your children see you can be honest with them, they will be honest with you. And avoid embarrassing them or beating or scolding them for everything instead of listening and correcting them in love. And appreciate when they tell you the truth, even if you don't like that truth. Though, I mean, they shouldn't form a habit of doing wrong things and then coming to tell you the truth because they know you let it slide. No, there always has to be a balance with the discipline. And especially for children, please don't treat them like adults, because they are not adults. They're teenagers, confused, usually trying to figure out who they are and what they want to be and where they stand and what their principles are. So they will behave like teenagers. Hopefully you remember what it was like being a teenager with your parents. What would you have wanted them to do better to help you navigate through the confusion of teenagehood? And think of the times that you would have wanted to confide in them but couldn't, and change that narrative for your children. Even if your kids are adults, it's never too late to amend things as long as you still have breath in you. Let not our children grow up feeling alone, and let's not find out about something we wish they had told us before. The time to make those changes is now. That's it for me for today. Hope to see you the next time my next episode lands. If you want to reach out to me with any questions, concerns, anything you want me to talk about, or if you'd want to feature or know somebody who'd be great to feature on this podcast, please reach out to me on babystepsbyd@gmail.com. The D is D-double-E. That's it. Bye.